The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. The media hid these vaccine victims, and they continue to hide vaccine victims. And they will always hide the vaccine victims. Why? Because they were the cause of many of these people to be victims. They were the ones that lied to these people. They were the ones that took money from the government to lie to these people. And they're never going to show that there's all these just really millions upon millions of victims. And they could go out with the 60 Minutes and just be overwhelmed with story after story after story. And they could sock it to Pfizer, but Pfizer owns them by advertising with these media companies, and they're not going to upset Pfizer, even if Pfizer murders a whole bunch of people. They don't care because they get money from them. So, plus, they believe in depopulation, a lot of the liberal media. They believe that the Earth is dying from CO2 and there's too many people on the planet. So to them, hey, survival of the fittest. That's the way they think. So yes, the media hid this and will continue to hide. But that doesn't mean with the internet, my goodness, of course, you can't always hide everything. Although they censored a whole bunch of stuff on the internet to try to make it so that people don't know. And some of the stuff I'm going to show you is actually quite old. But these voices have not been heard enough. But what I'm going to show you is not actually old. The first thing I'm going to show you is a newer story. I don't know exactly when it happened. They might mention it in the story, but it was just the other day on the water cooler. This is the case of a coerced nurse coerced into getting the vaccine, and April Moss is reporting on it and explaining it. And it's just an awful case that a lot of you who have been vaccinated, I'm sure, can relate to. Maybe not all of you had the same adverse event that she's suffering from, but the coercion to force you to get a vaccine, and some of you don't know if you're okay or not. Maybe you're okay. Maybe you have a harmed immune system, or maybe you have myocarditis and you don't know it. And I know it's horrible to not know, because you could be totally fine. You could have got a placebo. Maybe when you got the vaccine, there was barely any dose in it. And so you're 100% fine. Hopefully that's the situation for you, because they did give out placebos. They were experimenting on people. So you got to hope you got one of those. Or if you didn't, at least hopefully your body was able to function still normally after it. But take a listen to this. This is from Real America's Voice. The show is The Water Cooler.
At one point, they sent her an email saying, hey, if you get this, you'll be entered into a contest and one lucky employee is going to win $20,000. So there was quite the push. And also from a social aspect, language in these emails saying, you know, it's the right thing to do. It's a responsible thing to do, especially as a medical professional. Now, she didn't want to lose her job like so many others. Nobody wants to be put in this position. And she felt like if she didn't get this, then she wouldn't be able to, you know, pay her bills and provide for her family. So she ended up not really wanting it, but doing it anyways. And after her second Pfizer shot is when she started to experience the neurological damage. She sent me her medical files. I mean, it's really heartbreaking, because here she is, a young woman, and now she has to have caregivers daily. Her husband is no longer able to work full time. He now is at the point where he has to be her main caregiver. And from another mom, you know, it's heartbreaking, because her children are young. They're still 8 and 9. They don't really quite understand what's happened to mommy. Listen to what she says about how wonderful her family has been, though, through this trial.
He has been a rock. He's taken on everything. We do have support from our families, and we're very blessed for that and good friends, but the day to day is left up to him. He can't work full time. He works as needed because we never know when I need something or when my caretakers might not be available. Our kids are, they don't understand. They know I'm sick. They still hope that I get better. They're 9 and 10. So they have some understanding, but there's just no way for them to completely get why this is going on. They just know I'm not the soccer mom and the super mom that I was before.
Gut-wrenching to watch that. And certainly Danielle has done an amazing thing by continuing to speak out against these adverse reactions. And she made a point to tell me in our interview, she said, you know, April, I was a Democrat. I, you know, came from the medical background. She said, I thought in the beginning that if I shared my adverse reactions, that people would listen to me and understand. And she said, and it's fallen on deaf ears.
That's right. The liberal media not only won't listen to her, I guarantee, but they would want to shut her up and censor her and make sure anything she posts on the internet, they would hope, is removed. I want you to grasp the evil of the liberal media. Seriously, these are the most evil people on the planet. They could watch that. People at CNN, I don't care, pick any host. People at MSNBC, people at ABC, CBS, NBC. They could watch that and an hour later go on the air and tell people, make sure you go get your booster. They can do that. They do that. They get inundated and have been inundated with people telling them about their victimhood status of what has happened to them. And whenever they would put out, there's been cases where the media has put out, especially at the beginning, tell us your stories of the people who are unvaccinated and then were hospitalized. They were looking for stories to bash the unvaccinated, and all they got was horror stories from the vaccinated people, and they completely ignored it. And they still went on that same day and told people to make sure they go get vaccinated. They are well aware of these victims. They are heartless, evil, and I would have to say satanic people. Because if you are well aware of all of this and you know it's in the millions in America, in the millions of vaccine victims, and you push for more, how are you not one of the most evil people who ever walked the face of the earth? But why should they care? I call them out for wanting to murder babies in the womb, and they walk around and go to sleep smiling, knowing that they help murder babies. You think if they can help murder babies, you think they care about that nurse? She's a full-grown woman. She should have been smart enough to not get the vaccine, is the way they'll look at it, survival of the fittest. A baby can't defend itself, and they're willing to murder it. She can make a decision, even though it was hard and she was coerced into getting the vaccine, they don't care. She should have then been smart enough not to get it. They feel no compassion for them, because they don't even feel compassion for innocent babies who can't fight back. That's who they are in their core. That's what they are. And the only thing that can save them is Jesus, and they must repent and become new, because they are so wicked and so evil that we would all be wicked and evil if there wasn't a Savior. They need the Savior. Because if I don't remind myself of that, then I will think of them as monsters, but I have to remind myself that they're just sinners. Sinners who are lost. And I could be a sinner who was lost. If it wasn't for Jesus, I could be just like them. And I have to remind myself of that. But when I hate sin and I hate evil prevailing, and that's because I have God in my life, that's why I have that hatred for those things, thank goodness. It's hard for me to equate because those people are my enemies. But I'm still wanting my enemies to be saved because any one of us could be stupid like them without God. And I have to remember that. Or else my anger will overflow. And sometimes my anger is all about to overflow. And I have to say, vengeance is the Lord's. Vengeance is the Lord's, these wicked, evil people. But some of these wicked, evil people, they know they're wicked and evil, and they hate God, and they know they hate God, and they will never turn to Him. Lord, bring vengeance on them quickly. It's okay to pray for that if they won't repent. First, I want them to repent, but if their heart's hardened and they're just going to be a wicked, evil person, and they know they are, and they're just going to wax wickeder and become so wicked you can't even recognize them as a human being, well, they're a danger. And hopefully God does something. He will at some point. It's just never the way in my timing. Thank goodness I'm not God, because God is wonderful and merciful that he allows us to be as stupid as we are as human beings. Thank goodness he does. Now I want to give you something that's old. I've given you from this clip, this cut before. This is an hour and a half long video of victims that was made way back. I've given like 10 minutes of it in a different show. Because it's an hour and a half, I want to give you a different section of it that I've never shown on my show before. And I want you to understand, I'm only going to give you minutes, several minutes, but minutes when this video is an hour and a half. I cannot confirm every single person in this video, because I didn't put it together, as a vaccine victim, but most of them testify that they're a vaccine victim from their own mouths. And you can pretty much assume these are almost all vaccine victims. I think they all are, but I can't tell you 100% because I can't confirm it. But here we go. This is important. Let the vaccine victims have a voice. And here's one way, and I'm trying to let that happen.
Okay, and then you can turn around and walk through me.
Just kind of got to show me.
Okay.
So I'm currently dealing with can't open my left eye. Started having really bad pain in my eye, behind my eye. You know, can't open it. Everything sounds louder and like it's echoey. Oh my goodness, I can't open it.
Yeah, because it's time for people to realize, do not get vaccinated. Do not. You know, I was a single mom and I was so afraid to lose my job that I got the vaccine. I got the vaccine. And guess what? It didn't protect me from COVID. And now I've been dealing with so many medical issues that it's not even funny. And I'm currently not working. So why get the vaccine, Joe? Why? Why get it? Because it does nothing but cause medical problems. And they can blame COVID all they want, but I know this is from the vaccine. Like, you don't just end up with an autoimmune disease for nothing. COVID doesn't cause that. It's the vaccine. The vaccine. So for all you unvaccinated people, strong, do not get it.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, the update has to be like this, but it's the only time I got. It's not exactly what you think. Been sparked at work, and see, I've had to come down, obviously, to the hospital and get checked, but I've been having terrible heart palpitations since pretty much 4 weeks after my first fire. I mean, you guys know everything else, but, you know, they had to do the usual thing, ECG, and, you know, last 2 weeks ago, it was supposedly getting better at my pericarditis since Pfizer, and, yeah, they just informed me then it's still showing irregular, so it's been, you know, what, 5 weeks of colchicine and treatment, and it's still not better. Good note, though, after getting sparked, the heart palpitation stopped, so there's a positive. It seems like here everyone is pretty over all this. So, yeah, they don't seem too concerned. They're just going to run some tests and make sure, you know, my cardiologist knows what's happening and get back to it.
Madre mía, madre mía, madre mía, madre mía. Me acaban de vacunar ahora. Madre mía.
So I got my third dose of the Pfizer booster vaccine on Sunday. And on Monday, by about 10:30 in the morning, I was having body aches and pains and chills and stuff. Pretty bad. I went home. Then that night, I could not stay awake. I was having fevers, still the chills, still the body aches. Yesterday, body aches and pains. But by the afternoon, I thought I was doing pretty good. Woke up this morning, and I have sores all inside my mouth. The fever is back. I still have the body aches. Massive migraine. As much as I love my shots, I hate the side effects.
So I was having a good day. I got a new wig. I put on makeup and everything. And I just completely fell apart at work today. And now I look like this. I feel like all I've been doing since my vaccine injury is trying to get back to, like, my normal self. I feel like it's never going to happen because cognitively I'm just not the same that I used to be. And I so desperately want to go back to someone who is smart and talented and capable of doing things. But now I have to see how my brain is acting that day and figure out how I'm going to be that day and if it's going to be a good day or a not good day. So when people say, yeah, you had a vaccine reaction, but you look totally fine, you must be fine, they just don't get it. I just really want to get back to normal someday, and I don't think it's going to happen.
So this is just a quick little two-minute video because I realized in my Pfizer experience video, I'll crap on for literally 40 minutes, and not everyone has the time for that. So anyway, not here to fuck spiders, so let's get on with it. Basically, I talk about my experience getting my first Pfizer vaccination. It wasn't a good one, you know. Just to blurt that out for you. Basically, as soon as I received the jab, notable points would have been literally within 10 to 20 seconds, I started to get a weird metallic taste in my mouth. Never quite had anything like that before. And probably within 2 minutes after, I ended up passing out. Just that was it. From that point onwards, I had fatigue. I was out of breath, just literally walking around my house. I had vertigo type symptoms where everything was kind of spinning and I couldn't really balance myself. Heart palpitations were, in my opinion, crazy. They were extreme. At night, I'd be laying in my bed and just feel my heart as if it was going to jump out of my chest. Like, it had so much torque. Look, I'm not a big guy. And it would literally almost be shaking my entire body.
Yeah, folks, listen. That video is basically an hour and a half of testimony. And I just gave you a few minutes. I've given a few minutes before, and probably in a future show, I'll give you a few more minutes later on in the video. But if you want, there'll be a link below the video at thenewamerican.com, and there should be a link for the full hour and a half video if you want to hear all the different testimonies. And that's a flash in the pan. That is a microcosm, a tiny segment of actual victims throughout the world, let alone just America. And it is so horrific that our media still and our government still pushes the most damaging vaccine in the history of the world. Nothing's even close to it, folks. If any other vaccine did 0.1% of what this COVID-19 vaccine has done, probably 0.0001%. If any other vaccine did that much of what this vaccine has done, it would be pulled from the market immediately. This vaccine is so horrific, it is off the charts, harming people by the millions. Off the charts by the millions. And they don't pull it. They come out and say, make sure your kids get it. They come out and say, let's make sure you get this once a year. If you think they have good intentions, what in the world? Then there's no way of waking you up. How can the most damaging vaccine in the history of the world, and nothing even comes close to it, and they promote for you to get it once a year, and you think they care about your health? It's not up for debate. I'm not making it up. Is COVID-19 the most damaging thing that's ever been created by man on humanity? Yeah, it's the most damaging thing medically, I should say. Medically. The most damaging thing ever created in all of the history of mankind, medically speaking. They've never created anything more damaging than this. And yet, they want you to go out and get it every single year. Because if you're going out and getting it, that means you're healthy and you haven't died. And they're very disappointed about that, apparently. They're very disappointed. You're not dead. You're breathing out CO2. We're still climbing towards 9 billion people, and they don't want that, and they're open about that. But no, they're doing it because they care about you. I can't wake up anybody who sees this, knows what I'm saying is true, and knows they're pushing it, and then you think, but they're just wanting to do it for good intentions. Oh my goodness! Then you might as well say demons are wonderful. They're better than angels. That's what you might as well say. It's frustrating. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's what you really need. I love you guys. See ya.
Sophia paused before the door. It read, Department of Bi-Digital Convergence. Just inside was a new world, a better world, the one of everlasting life, of no pain, of no loss, of no problem. She entered the chamber and her surroundings changed. She saw around her an infinite field of waving golden grain surmounted by cloudless blue sky. The AI voice whispered gently in her mind, Welcome to the singularity. She couldn't see it and couldn't feel it, but her body had almost instantly been covered by a swarm of tiny gray multi-legged bots that melted through her clothes and into her skin. Not perceiving the nightmare, her eyes had already been consumed and the rest of her body was dissolving as the bots digested her flesh. She felt only a warmth suffusing her being. Drowsy, she drifted to sleep, and her last thought was one of panic. Would she ever wake? Could a nightmare vision like this be an outcome of the much-hyped transhumanist technological singularity? Enter the world of the future as illuminated by the experience of the past in Endgame, the new book by Dennis Barrett, the publisher of The New American Magazine, and find out how the disastrous COVID pandemic response fits with the technocratic elite's thirst to create a transhumanist utopia. Get Endgame from shopjbs.org with free shipping with code ENDSHIP, ENDSHIP. Or get Endgame and the Great Reset Collector's Issue of The New American Magazine and get free shipping plus an additional 20% off both with code N20, END20.